Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholak and is taken from Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 27 through 31. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end. For this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above be dark. For I have spoken, I have proposed, I have not relented, nor will I turn back. At the noise of horsemen and archer, every city takes flight. They enter thickets, they climb among rocks, all the cities are forsaken, and no man dwells in them. And you, O desolate one, what do you mean that you dress in scarlet, that you adorn yourself with ornaments of gold, that you enlarge your eyes with paint? In vain you beautify yourself. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. For I heard a cry as of a woman in labor, anguish as of one giving birth to her first child. The city of the daughter of Zion gasping for breath, stretching out her hand. Woe is me, I am fainting before murderers. The earth shall mourn. There is a remnant the Lord preserves for himself. He cleanses and makes new, even in the face of utter rebellion and sin. Our sin easily ensnares us and captivates us completely. Yet God continues to send his word to make new and to reconcile himself to a world captivated by sin and death. He searches us out with the arrow that pierces the old Adam and brings righteousness to light. Even as he pays for the sin of the world, the heavens turn black and the sun and moon refuse to give their light. Even as the soldiers mocked Jesus, they dressed him in scarlet and adorned him like a king. But he suffers all this so that he can have a remnant. He preserves you by his great power to make alive and to save. Thanks be to God that he sent his Son to the cross in the midst of sinners to save sinners. In the midst of Zion's grasp for breath, Jesus comes to breathe the Holy Spirit on us. Amen.